I think about the future a lot. I guess when you're the first millennial president of NOMA, you know, you're asked about what you think the future would be, because I guess I represent the future of architecture, which is a lot to ask, but it's cool. I embrace it. And one of the things that comes to mind often is the notion that cities are going to become much more dense and diverse in the next 30 years or less in many cases. And so according to the United Nations, 2/3 of people in the world will be living in cities by 2050. And around that same time, the United States will be majority people of color. And so when you think about more dense cities and you think about more people of color living in U.S. cities in particular, I think it's time that we start to consider who will be shaping the way that these buildings and public spaces come together. I fear that if we don't diversify the authors of the built environment, then we're going to have, I think, certain problems with people not necessarily fitting in with one another as well. I think there's a lot to be sort of grappled with as we think about how a lot of people will be living in closer quarters and they'll be different from one another. And so how do we design for peace and harmony versus chaos? Yeah, you know, I know that sounds like kind of intense, but in reality, that's sort of what we need to be figuring out right now, so that as people are thinking about development and design in the future, you know, we're making space for lots of different people. Development, it's a business, right? And so the dollars and cents have to be logical. You can't do something that you ultimately aren't going to make any level of profit on, or if you don't meet certain thresholds, because ultimately you have to pay back either your investors or the bank or what have you, unless you are just independently wealthy and just can afford to take the loss, which, going back to the wealth gap statistic I mentioned earlier, more than likely developers of color don't have that ability. And so when I think about the future of cities, I think about, in the context of development, I think about how we need to really promote greater access to capital, in particular for developers of color, so that they/we can really have the type of impact that's going to be sustainable for communities of color, or for diverse communities, ideally, because that's really what I think we're trying to promote. You know, as a society, we don't get too caught up with the notion that better communities should be white and blighted communities should be Black. I mean, I think the absence of blight should not mean the absence of Black people. And that's so often what it translates into, primarily because of the wealth gap. And so from a development perspective, we have to figure out the types of interventions that will allow people of color to stay in communities that they've been invested in for decades in many cases and not be pushed out because of economic forces. I really feel that that's where our focus needs to be, creating opportunities for greater tri-sector collaboration. Again, public, private, and nonprofit partnerships will be the wave of the future as we try to create interventions that create more sustainable communities.